Yeah, dude.
Now, dude.
Now, dude.
Not this morning.
Now, dude. Yeah, dude. Oh, good morning, everybody. 7:07, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's up?
What's happening?
Yes. We should probably get to it because there's a lot to cover. And honestly, I almost just want to get Morning Dump done because there's horrible news that I need to report. So let's just get to it and we'll
just good.
Deal with it.
It's
not good
at all. Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As you have always, good news to balance it out a little
possibly,
bit?
Possibly. We'll see. The good news might not be good enough to outweigh the horrible news. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Please pump it. PumpThatSeptic.com. So, I guess I'll start with this horrible, horrible news. The Choco Taco is no more.
What?
After almost 40 years of delighting children and adults, everyone, from little babies to grandmas around the world.
What's the reasoning? Is it?
I don't know. Maybe Satan? That's the only thing I can think of. What kind of sick son of a bitch would take away, especially with what's going on in the world today. If there's any point in time where we need Choco Tacos in our lives, it's now.
Telling you, society, the world is going down the tubes.
What kind of meeting, which is full of sick individuals where they're going around, okay, well, it's time for our quarterly meeting. Let's see what, okay, we're going to keep
fudgesicles. This is what gets me. You could still get a Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
You could still get a Milky Way.
Yeah.
What about those trash candy bars?
They can't even lick the boots of Choco Taco.
No. The Choco Taco is fantastic. Even if it was from like the 70s, you could tell like some of them are kind of old. Freezer burnt.
So some of the shell gets a little, I don't know, non-chewable.
Still fantastic.
I'm really upset about this. I'm really upset about it. One of our friends, Blake, sent me the thing. I thought he was messing with me this morning. I'm like, why would you say that this early? No, don't start
so you're
my
saying
day.
I got to go out and get a box of Choco Tacos.
Honestly, I think that's the only thing you can do. You go out and save one. Get two boxes. Put one deep in the freezer. Let it sit there.
Let it sit. Imagine 20 years from now. When they're gone, and like nobody even remembers them, really. Like,
after the robots take over, we're in a post-apocalyptic world, and you bust out you become the new supreme leader because you had a box full of Choco Tacos.
It'd be like in the movie Waterworld if you had sand.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you had dry land or paper.
Paper.
weird
Choco Taco.
Choco Taco. I'm really upset about this. I hate that some guys in a board meeting who have no idea what people want, out of all the things you could have asked, let's get rid of the Choco Taco.
What's the reasoning?
I don't know. People suck.
You got to follow it up with something. If you're at some meeting and like, hey, we're going to get rid of the Choco Taco.
Yeah.
You would think somebody in the background, why? Why are we doing that?
I just realized, just looking this up, it's owned by Klondike. So you're going to keep the Klondike bar. But you're
keep
not
having some of those trash Klondike bars. You can keep your Choco Taco.
You can shove that Klondike. Right. Makes me so angry.
Sad. That was horrible.
Looking at a photo of it, like it just reminds me of being at the pool. It just reminds me of being at the pool, going up to the consent. I can picture. I can see the old whiteboard with the plastic letters that were all over the place, and they had the specials, and right up there. Choco Taco. It was like $7, you know, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. Half melted in your hand. Yeah. You know?
Oh, God. That's okay. You just jump in the pool, wash it off. That's
exactly.
All right. Well, rest in peace, Choco Taco. And to Klondike, you're dead to me. Okay?
Boycotting Klondike, right? Here we go.
Let's go protest, Hunter. I know you're big on that. This is worth protesting, though. This is protesting, though. what about this? It's not just women. Guys stress when they have to put on a nice outfit, too. In fact, a new survey found that 53% of men polled said they worry about fitting into their suit for a formal event. The survey found that most men own 2 or 3 suits, but the average guy no longer fits into 2 of those 3 suits. So, really, we only got 1 suit that kind of fits.
You have a suit?
No, I do not. I do not own a suit.
I don't either. I really don't.
I have some, like, dress pants and, like, one dress shirt that I just rotate through. But
yeah, I got, like a few wedding outfits, but, yeah, I don't have, like, a suit, like a full-blown.
You know, maybe I should get one.
Should you?
But what am I going to wear it to?
What are you going to wear it to? And yeah, exactly. Here's another thing, too. Is the suits now? Can I get some pants that go all the way to my shoes?
No. You got to have super tight pants that only go...
That only go up like...
Mid-shin.
Yeah, what is
that? That's that European look. That super tight...
Hey, you're not European, though. You're an American. You didn't drive a Ferrari here.
Where's the Jenko suits? Where's that section?
Dude, you don't have an accent, okay? Quit slicking your hair back.
You probably see it a lot at weddings. You probably see...
Every weekend.
You couldn't pay me to get into one of those monkey suits.
The tightest, shortest pants I've seen ever. It's really taken off, man.
The little loafers with no socks, that's the big look right now.
Exactly.
It's the super, super tight pants that are the high water ones, all right?
Here's what it is. You're dressing like everybody else. You got the blue suit, right? The blue suit with the light brown shoes. And the slick back hair. You got your wedding sunglasses on. We get it. You're trying to look slick.
Boy, you look like Conor McGregor. You look ridiculous. You look ridiculous, okay?
You're not European, okay? What happened to the old suits? The ones that fit?
I'll go back to the old zoot suit style. I want a suit that, like, Dick Tracy wore, okay? I want a nice, big, flowing suit, okay? I want the suit that some bootlegger from the 20s wore, okay? I want something comfortable, something that breathes. I mean, hell, man, I don't even like wearing underwear. You think I'm going to get into one of those tight suits? Get out of here.
Hey, you look ridiculous, all right? Coming from us, who was the first guy to stand in front of that mirror and be like, you know what? I like the pants, but they'd be a lot nicer if they're like 10 inches shorter.
So
extremely tight.
Do you have something that I'll be uncomfortable in the whole time I'm wearing it?
Exactly.
Oh, actually, we do right here. You are going to hate every second of being in this suit. Good. I'll take. How much is that? $9,000. I can't wait.
Here's your
name. Can't wait. Yeah, give me the suit that Jim Carrey wore in The Mask when he's got the mask on, right?
Yeah, you know.
That's the suit I want.
Dude, the last suit I had massive shoulder pads. I mean, dude, I literally could have
played. Was that your confirmation? Was that the last suit you wore?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't get it. When is there going to be a suit that comes out that has cargo pants involved in somewhere the design?
Exactly. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Somewhere to keep things. My mom, when she bought me my suit back in the day, she made sure I was going to be able to fit into that suit the rest of my life.
Yeah. So you'll grow into it, honey. You'll grow into it.
We're going to buy this once, you know? God, it was a big suit.
You get it from JCPenney or was it Kohl's?
It might have been JC.
JCPenney. That's fancy. That's ritzy. Yeah. Back in the day. So anyway, guys, don't worry about it because no one cares. Just throw on an outfit. That's why from here on out, I'm only going to weddings where it's casual dress. Like, wear a Hawaiian shirt and some cargo shorts and you're good.
If everybody does it, it's not, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. I do have something about a twerking senator, but I'm not going to worry about that. So we'll just see. Politics are garbage. So we'll end with zoot suits. Zoot suit riot. Who sang that song? Who is that? That was Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Yeah. Nice.
Zoot suit riot. All right. Anyway, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX.